Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
We're joined now by one of the Jets, who's nice enough to come out and join us here live on the set after a game like that this afternoon. It's Mo Claiborne here, starting cornerback. And Mo, Dan Grosse, Greg Buddle here on the Jets Fifth Quarter Show. Appreciate your time as always. Did you see an effort like that coming today, really all week long?
No. I had no idea that that game would play out like that. I had no idea that it would play out like that.
Here's a question, and again, a lot of fans don't understand it. And sometimes as a player you don't understand it, but there was one play that, okay, was a big play. The first one of the game, one-on-one, Jermaine's got one-on-one. The guy makes a play, okay, makes a catch. We get that. It's the other plays. It's the chip away at the defense.
Those hidden yards.
Right, and you sit there and you go, well, that defense – your defense has defended that pretty well all year, and you, every fan in the world goes, "What happened out there?"
Exactly. You know, it's like I say. I look at it as, you know, it's some of those. You know, sometimes things happen in life that you like. It happened. Like, wow. Like, I didn't expect that to happen. Like, you can't explain it. You know, sometimes as humans we have those moments. You know, and that's what I felt like tonight. You know, that's how I feel in this moment. Like, I can't explain it, you know, because I feel like we worked so hard. You know, I feel like in practice, you know, our practices has been great, you know, leading up to games and the way guys prepare and stuff like that.
So there's nothing. I thought maybe there were two plays that the Buffalo Bills ran that you may never have seen in practice because they hadn't run them before. Mm-hmm. But mostly you saw all the plays that they ran. Would that be correct?
Right.
So that's the thing, and I try to explain fans that now you start thinking, and now you don't move the same way. Once you start thinking, your reaction is a little delayed because you're saying, how did they do that? How did they get that? Is that how it works out on defense?
No, I feel like we've seen, you know, this is a copycat league, you know, so if one team does it, you know, pretty much everybody does, especially if that team has success doing it, you know, pretty sure you're going to see it that next week, just to check and see that you get it fixed, you know, and stuff like that. But I feel like our coaches, you know, do a good job of showing us through the week, you know, different fronts you're going to see, stuff that we got beat on. You know, we have days that we get that fixed, you know, make sure guys are fixed on that, you know. So at the end of the day, when we get out there on the field, you know, it's up to you. You know, sometimes it's gap on gap, man on man. You know, who are you going to win on third down and, you know, and stuff like that. So, I feel like in times we be in a, you know, are our coaches right all the time, perfect all the time? No one is. You know, everybody make mistakes, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, but it's the love, you know, we with each other, you know, no matter what is going on. You know, we're going to be with each other. We're going to ride. And, you know, simple. I know at the end of the day, this is a bottom line lead. Whether you win or you lose, that's what you're going to be judged on. And I know that, you know, and today that's what we're judged on, you know, and we can't help that. All we can do is, you know, we right now, all we can do is take it, you know, go into this bye week, you know, and try to get better, you know, all around the board.
Talking with Mo Claiborne here on the Jets Fifth Quarter Show after a 41-10 Bills win over the Jets. You mentioned the bye week, Mo, and look, it's 10 weeks into the season. I'm sure that everybody can use an opportunity to hit that reset button mentally, physically, but after a performance like this, though, is it almost kind of a hindrance to go into a week off after a game like this?
And that's hard. Yeah. It's hard. You know, I know some of those players in the locker room right now, they don't want a bye week next week. You know, just because of that performance we put out there today. You know, I feel like I don't deserve a bye week after that. You know, at least you can get a win going into a bye week. You feel like, okay, I do. Now, you know, you
want to get right back out there.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you, there are times where, I'd be in the huddle and this is going on and you know it's going south and it could be the second quarter or anything. And I would simply change. I'd say, guys, forget it. We're going to play simple, basic, and this is what I want. I just want you to pass rush as hard as you can. We'll take up the thing. We know what we're doing. So it doesn't matter what play they run. This is what we're going to do to try to get out of a funk, if it was a funk at all or whatever it was. So in your huddle, do you have somebody that's doing that? Do you all get together and say, hey, listen, we got to stop this. Let's do this. Let's do that.
I mean, we're having conversations every minute, you know, every second throughout, you know, that play, we're on the field, you know, we're talking. And that's what this loss, you know, that's why I'm so lost about it, because I know up in the practice, up and during the week, you know, we're conversating, you know, we're talking, we're watch this, you know, and it helps everybody play. And on the field tonight, it was the same thing. You know, we're playing just the way we're practicing. And we've been putting some good days of practice together. And you figure the way you practice, you're going to get those results, you know, period. And like tonight, it just didn't happen. It just wasn't our night.
Mo Claiborne, our guest here on the Jets Fifth Quarter Show. There was a lot of talk during the week, of course, about the myriad of options that the Bills have at the quarterback position. You didn't know who was going to get the start, and then lo and behold, it's Matt Barkley out there today. Hasn't started a game in a couple of years. Did that factor in at all to what they were able to do offensively? I mean, just because we haven't seen this guy in a couple of years, or was it just running the same plays the other quarterbacks ran on film?
I mean, a lot of respect to him. I respect everybody, you know, but that shouldn't happen. Period. They just got this guy. This guy just came in the National Football League, and he beat us all defense. You know, my defense.
That says it
all. My defense, he went out there and shredded today. My defense.
The defense that played so well last week in Miami and has been playing very well.
Right.
It's very difficult to understand it to take. And, again, all you can do is get back there, go to work, and see how much better you can get. And the question that I would have is that as something like this starts to happen again, because you know on that field as it's starting to roll, I hate the word momentum because I just don't buy into that momentum, but you can feel all of a sudden, no matter what you're doing, things are not working right. Is there something that you guys can do defensively or offensively to say, all right, let's put a hole in the dike, and this is how you put a hole in the dike?
I mean, man, sometimes you can say whatever you want to say. You know, you can go to rah-rah speeches and let's do this and let's do that. And it's the NFL. Sometimes that rah-rah don't get it all the time.
Right.
You know, it's action, period.
Mo, listen, I know this wasn't easy to come out here after a game like this, so we really appreciate you coming out and making some time for us and talking to the fans, and, you know, enjoy the bye week, and if we don't talk to you before, have a happy Thanksgiving. Really appreciate it.
Same to you people. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.